Exclusive sit-down with BLM activist-turned-conservative new media star Xavier Erdurusso. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 9, 2025. Social media sensation Xavier Erdurusso. A former Black Lives Matter activist who accidentally red-pilled himself while watching Pragaroo videos. Told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe the biggest aha moment he had while watching Pragaroo videos was when he realized BLM was raising all this money and it wasn't going to a single black community. The biggest aha moment for me was realizing that BLM was raising all this money and it wasn't going to a single black community, black business, or anything, and I'm a firm believer that you can follow the money and see people's values. Erdurusso told Marlowe on Thursday's episode of The Alex Marlowe Show. Watch below. When I saw how fraudulent they were, and ActBlue was funneling all those donations to progressives, I just started looking more and more into, what does the other side have to offer? Erdurusso continued. The conservative influencer added that because Pragaroo was where I was getting a lot of my conservative ideas from, that I wanted to debunk but was now loving. I've always just wanted to work with Pragaroo in whatever capacity that I could. I became a member of PragerForce, which is their youth program, Erdurusso explained. A few years ago they were accepting videos from young creators, so they were posting some of my videos. Erdurusso, who recently launched his own show with Pragaroo, respectfully, Xavier, added that from there, he was given the opportunity to represent Pragaroo on a bigger level, on social media, on TV, and it went so well, leading him to becoming a full-time personality with the conservative organization. And I'm very grateful for that. It's like a dream come true, he added. Marlowe asked Erdurusso about the moment where you finally decided that the Black Lives Matter stuff is not for you. Did it happen all at once? The Breitbart News editor-in-chief inquired, to which Erdurusso replied that he had been involved with Black Lives Matter for an extended time period. But being cast for a reality television show ended up being the catalyst for his change in course. I was literally just bored during the pandemic. It started as a joke, I'm not even kidding, Erdurusso explained. My friends and I were bored, watching this show called The Circle on Netflix. And my friend goes, you should apply to be on this show. Erdurusso broke down the premise of the show, recalling how it was similar to a popularity contest where you get to either be yourself on the show or you get to be a catfish on the show. The conservative influencer elaborated. You're in this building, but you don't actually meet your competitors. So you really can lie about who you are. You only meet them through this internet device called The Circle on the show. Well, I ended up being cast for the show, out of 25,000 people. After applying as a joke, and the character that they wanted me to be was this woke white sorority girl named Samantha whose entire mo was teaching people about activism, being a BLM activist, being woke, all of that. So as I'm getting ready for this show, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to debate people on this show. I need to really know the ins and outs of all things that are political activism. So for the first time, I decided I was going to study the counter-arguments without any confirmation bias. I wanted to see, what does the mind of a conservative look like? So I planned on making a whole series debunking Pragaroo videos in preparation for going on the show. But instead, I ended up debunking myself on almost every single topic that I had believed in at the time. And it was a mortifying experience, because it was this realization that I have been indoctrinated my entire life, Erdurusso said. The Pragaroo personality added that he felt he had one of two choices to make. Blindly go on this reality show and get all of this fame and love and celebration for being this woke icon, or stick to my guns and back out of this show. I backed out of the show 3 days before I was supposed to fly out to London to film the show. And I spent a couple more months just realizing my entire worldview has just been flipped on its head, Erdurusso revealed. And I finally decided to make my first video, and the rest was history, he added. The Alex Marlowe Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.